Today's episode of Board Games Daily is powered by Brother Wise Games. Check out Call to Adventure, which is available for pre-order right now by heading to brotherwisegames.com/store. That's brotherwisegames.com/store, where you can claim your copy of Call to Adventure. Craft your hero, claim your destiny.
Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Board Games Daily, your daily dose of tabletop gaming discussion on Anchor. Now welcome your hosts, Jeremiah Isley, Scott Firestone, and AJ Skifstad.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a new week, a new day, a new time, a new episode of Board Games Daily. I'm Jeremiah Isley. Thanks for tuning in. Before we get running, I want to just shout out a couple things real quick to keep you in the know. It's the day of Monday, so that means we're starting off a new... It's the day of Monday. What am I talking about? It's Monday, so it's time for a new cage fight, a new game night cage fight. We'll give you last week's winners here in just a moment, and AJ's going to bring up the next cage fight for you. And so we'll get that one running and rambling. Want to also remind you of the Theology of Games hotline. We've got that going still. So if you want to get in on any of the conversations we have, or if you have a conversation you want to start, let us know. Call 216-352-3864. And we will get you on the show. We'll have a conversation. It'll be cool. It's like 2019 when we can do these kind of things with the internet and telephones and stuff. So there's that. It's going to be awesome. So check that out. Also, what else do I need to tell you? Oh, yes. There's a contest that we're launching. So stay tuned for that. I'll bring that up to you in a segment very soon. And lastly, I must once again shout out our wonderful sponsors for today's show. Check out Brother Wise Games and Call to Adventure. Here's the deal. I know we say it's pre-ordering, but I got an alert from UPS, and I'm pretty sure that it's showing up today. So Call to Adventure is shipping now. So get in on it, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome. And we might have a contest for a copy of that, too, coming up very soon. So stay tuned for all of that. Gonna love it. Gotta get on it. All right. Let's see. I think I've done all the housekeeping. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Let's get going on today's episode of Board Games Daily. Okay, guys, it's time for another contest. Now, listen, I know we had that huge, tiny, epic contest ended a few days ago. And it was wonderful and it was great. And congratulations to the winner of that. So, so awesome. I'm jealous that amazing prize is coming to your door. But I must say, we've got another cool contest. Not the grand scale of the last one, but still a great game and a game that made my top 10 list of last year. And it's for a copy of Space Park from our good friends at Keymaster Games. So Space Park, fun little action selection movement game where you have to select an action at one of the locations where these three rocket ships are. And then the rocket ship moves to the next available spot. And you just keep going around and around and around. You're collecting resources in order to buy badges, which give you victory points. And that's the game. It's super easy, but it's gorgeous. It's fun. It's really easy to learn, lightweight, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun, fun game. Everything that I've played from Keymaster Games has been great and enjoyable and different. It's not like they're just playing, you know, creating one genre of games and they're all kind of derivative. They're all unique and different and fun. So check out Keymaster Games. Big thanks to them for this copy of Space Park to give away to you, our friends and family and fans. Actually, we don't usually give games away to our family because that's like nepotism. But you know what I mean. We're all family, yo. I'm saying family in like that fam millennial sense. How's that? Okay. I couldn't sound older and nerdier. Anyway, so how do you win this copy? It's very easy. All you got to do, go to theologyofgames.com, sign up for our email list. That's it. Here's, and better yet, if you're on our email list, you're already in. You're already a part of that prize pool, the pool of contestants that we'll pick from. So all you got to do, like I said, theologyofgames.com, and hit up the mailing list. I will, hopefully, by the time this airs, there will be a splash page for you to go to. If there is not, when you go to theologyofgames.com, you are going to scrolly-lolly-lolly. Let's see. No, you're not going to scroll. Yes, you are. You're going to scroll down. And below, there's a banner, a sidebar ad for our good friends at Crit Hit Ceramics. Check out their ceramic dice, folks. It's awesome. But right below that, there is a sign up for our newsletter. Little field right there. It just asks for your email. And it asks for your name, and all you have to do is fill that out, and you're in. Fill it out, get in. We send emails for every day, every time that we post something. So if we post a review, boom, you get an email. It just says, hey, check it out. If we post a podcast episode, not of Board Games Daily, we don't send those out because we do those 3 times a week. But when we do a That's How I Roll episode or a Board Games Daily episode, those go out. And that's really it. And of course, if there's a contest, we write a blog post that goes out through that email list. So it's just a cool way to keep up on what's going on with Theology of Games. And sign up for the email list and you're in on the contest. All right, that's it. I'm going to get out of here. We'll be picking a winner at the end of, let's see, no, it's probably, it looks like it's going to be fall on mid-April, about 4 weeks out. So I will give you a finite date on that and you'll know that, but why wait? Just sign up today and then you're in. That's all you got to do. All right, on with the show. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for this week's Game Night Cage Fight.
And in this corner,
2 games enter, and 1 game leaves. Who wins? You decide. Vote on this week's cage fight by going to Twitter at Board Games Daily, or call in 216-352-3864.
Winner and still champion.
Hey everyone, AJ here, and we are talking the Game Night Cage Fight. Now this week we're bringing 2 games that deal with a race to the finish. Many games have this goal, but few of those games stick around very long for one reason or another. The games that are going against each other this week are Jamaica by Games Workshop and The Quest for El Dorado by Ravensburger Games. Jamaica is that classic race game that still has legs to stand on. People still talk about it and still play it. It even had an expansion released last year, its first ever. And that was crazy because the game had been out for quite some time. Jamaica is about Blackbeard being retired, owning the island of Jamaica, and having all of his pirate friends come once a year to do an annual race around his island. As you go around the island, you're going to collect treasures and try and be the first to get back to the beginning. And if you do, you don't necessarily win. You have to have acquired the most gold through that amount of time. You do get more points for finishing first and for different places that you finish, but it doesn't mean that you're going to win. The game is pretty cool because it's all done through card play. On your turn, you're going to have, I believe, 3 cards in your hand, and you're going to select one of those to play. It's going to have a daytime action and a nighttime action. The daytime action might be movement, and the nighttime action may be take gold, or take food, or take cannons, which you're going to need if you're going to fight and combat other players. It's a really cool, fun little game. It's beautiful to look at. The board is bright and colorful. Love Jamaica. What about Quest for El Dorado? Quest for El Dorado by Reiner Knizia is a game where you are searching for the hidden or lost city of El Dorado, and you're going to be doing this by deck building. You're going to start with 8 cards. You only play 4 cards on your turn if you want. You don't even have to play all 4. You can save cards for the future turn, which is kind of cool in and of itself. I love this game. It is so cool as you're trying to traverse through different terrain types, water, desert, and forest. And you need machetes to get through forest. Some forest tiles will have 2 machetes on them, which means you need 2 machete cards to get through it. Or a stronger machete, which will give you the 2 machete icon to get through it. It's the same with water. You'll need paddles. And with desert, you have to have gold to traverse through desert. But gold is also going to help you buy more cards throughout the game. It is a really cool game. You can block off different paths. For people, there's little expansion tiles you can play with where you can kind of set up next to a mountain at the end of your turn and get these little one-time use tokens that are super fun to use at the right time. I love both of these games. So now that we've set it up, which one's going to win the cage fight for me? Well, I love the way Jamaica looks. I love the way it plays. It's really fun, but Jamaica can be very, very luck-based. Not that deck building can't be, but you can at least really filter out your deck and get the cards you want going in your deck in a game like El Dorado. You have more control over your gameplay, more strategy over your gameplay. So Jamaica, although it's very fun, and if you're just ready for just a more light time, less strategic, Jamaica's a great game. But if you want strategic, like I want it, then Quest for El Dorado all the way. I love this game. The map changes every time you play, whereas Jamaica, the map is stationary. This game, El Dorado, is cool. They just released an expansion for it as well. I've not played it yet, but I really want to try it. For me, the winner of this cage fight goes to El Dorado. That's it for now. Check you later.
Hey, wanted to bring you guys real quick the results of last week's cage fight, and I'm so happy. Can I just say, you guys are brilliant. It's amazing. I love it. So last week we put up two staples in the gaming industry, two just titans that just about everybody knows. We put up Settlers of Catan versus Carcassonne, and we had more votes than we've had in a long time, and everybody is so awesome because 34% of the vote went to Settlers and 66% went to Carcassonne. Brilliant. You guys are great. That is so awesome. I couldn't agree more. Carcassonne is the way to go with those two games. So there it is. That's this week's results, or I'm sorry, last week's results. Get in on this week's cage fight. Again, you can call 216-352-3864. You can give us your take on the fight, cast your vote there as well, or head on over to Twitter, and that post, that poll will be pinned to the top of our profile. So go to Twitter, Board Games Daily, at Board Games Daily on Twitter. You can check it out there and cast your vote, and we will bring you the results coming up next Monday. All right, let's get on with the rest of the show right now. Here we go.
Hey everyone, Firestone here with Board Games Daily, bringing you some board game news. This is from Restoration Games. Now, this is a publisher that has been taking some older games and reworking them, republishing them, getting the rights to them to do that. They recently did Stop Thief, which was a classic of the 80s. Fireball Island that just came out recently has been getting good reviews. They just announced that they are going to be bringing back Star Wars Epic Duels. This is a grail sort of game that is almost impossible to find now, very expensive. It was designed by Hasbro. It was published by Hasbro and designed by Craig Daviau and Craig Van Ness. Those names might sound familiar to you because they are the guys who did Heroescape. And indeed, Star Wars Epic Duels is kind of a precursor to Heroescape. So they are bringing this back, not with the Star Wars license, though. This will have a different license. The game that they're planning is called Unmatched. Same kind of gameplay, but they're actually teaming up with different publishers and people who hold intellectual property rights to do like thematic ones. And so they are working with Mondo Games, who did The Thing Infection at Outpost 31. There's supposed to be a Buffy game. There's going to be a like a Bruce Lee thing. And I don't know if this is like a game system where you buy the base system and then you can buy these packs of new intellectual properties. That kind of sounds like what it might be. So that is super exciting that you can play all these different heroes. You can play Bruce Lee in this game. You could be Buffy. You could be all these different things in this system. And that's sort of what HeroScape was and what made it so cool. You were like, it was Western guys fighting next to futuristic robots, fighting next to samurai warriors, fighting next to Revolutionary War heroes. So the potential for this is just off the charts. And I love seeing these games coming back. Now, do all of them deserve it? Maybe not, but you can't just dismiss the nostalgia factor. I mean, Stop Thief, I played a ton when I was a kid. Is it that good a game? No, not really. I don't know what's new or different about it. But you know, I don't know how it's selling either, but maybe it is because a lot of people like me remember fondly that game from when you were a kid. And so being able to breathe new life into these old games is cool. And obviously they weren't able to do the Star Wars part of it, but if they can take the gameplay and spread it out to different things, that is such a great idea. And I can't wait to see what they do with it. So there's some news for you. In a sense, Star Wars Epic Duels is coming back in a whole new format with whole new heroes, and I can't wait. Check out Restoration Games' website for details. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, what do you know? That's it. Call it. It's done. It's another show in the can. Dunzo. So thanks for tuning in. This has been your Monday edition of Board Games Daily. Want to say a couple things before we get going. First of all, thanks to Keymaster Games for the copy of Space Park that we are giving away to one of you. If you haven't signed up for the mailing list, what are you doing? Just head on over to the site. Sign up for the mailing list. That's all you got to do. It's very easy. And if you're in, thanks for being in on the mailing list. And we appreciate it. And guess what? You're already eligible for this prize, for this drawing. So super awesome there. Thanks again for doing that. Thanks for tuning in today. If you want to get in on the conversation of our game night cage fight, you can do so by calling 216-352-3864. And stay tuned, folks. This week, we've got some really cool stuff coming up, including some first impression reviews of we're going to be playing Targi. We're going to be playing Call to Adventure. We're going to be playing just all kinds of really, really cool new stuff, and really looking forward to that. So those are coming at you, and it's going to be a great week here on Board Games Daily. All right, I'm going to get out of here for now. Again, thanks for tuning in. For my co-hosts, AJ Skifstad and Scott Firestone, I'm Jeremiah Isley saying you should play Board Games Daily.
Thanks for joining us today. Board Games Daily is powered by TheologyOfGames.com. Don't forget to head over to TheologyOfGames.com to check out all we have to offer, including written reviews, our YouTube channel, and two other podcasts. If you enjoyed this show, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you're listening. Thanks for listening, and go put a game on the table.